Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Real Life Examples of the Healing Ministry, and this is part four of a seven-part series. The topic we're dealing with today is called topic number four, Waitress with a Twisted Ankle. Another example that I had while I was working at a hotel as a shift engineer many years ago before full-time ministry, a young waitress was preparing tables in one of the restaurants in the hotel. And as she was walking, suddenly she twisted her ankle and was in terrible pain and could not walk. I remember that if you pray quickly on a damaged area, that often healing takes place immediately. I asked her if I could pray for her, and she said yes because of the high level of pain. I laid hands upon the ankle and prayed for healing in the name of Jesus. The pain and the damage to her ankle went immediately, and she could walk once again. She was somewhat shocked at what happened, that God healed her so quickly. What are the points to learn out of this example? Be quick to lay hands on the damaged areas and pray, because often healing takes place instantly. Be quick to use every chance to pray and believe for people to be healed. Topic number five, Job with a tumor in his right lung. Again, while I was working in a hotel as a shift engineer many years ago, I came across a person who was a Christian and that had a friend that had a cancer problem. I asked him to give me more details because both he and I believed in God's healing power. He said that his friend's name was Joe and he was 59 years of age and had been diagnosed with a tumor the size of a golf ball at the entrance to his right lung, and that his affected lung capacity had dropped down to from 100% down to 20%. The doctors said that they could do nothing more to help him, so he should just retire and enjoy the rest of what was left of his life before he died. I asked this person to talk to Joe that if I could meet him regarding the cancer situation. I was given permission and I met Joe and he explained the full condition. I said that I believe that God heals and I would like to pray for him, and he said that would be in order. I asked if he was a Christian. He said no. I then asked him if he would allow God to heal him. He said yes. I asked him if he had any unforgiveness towards anybody. He said no. I spent the next few weeks praying for him in the name of Jesus in intercessory prayer, and then I phoned him one day to ask how he was progressing. He told me that the volume of his right lung had increased from 20% back to 80% volume. I told him to keep allowing God to heal him. His next appointment was the following Friday of that week. On the Friday, I once again phoned Joe, and he said the doctor took him into his office with a new X-ray to discuss Joe's condition. The doctor put the X-ray up on the light and pointed to where the tumor should be and said, "Joe, I do not know where your tumor has gone, but it's no longer there." Joe said that it was gone, but he felt a warmth over that area of his chest, and I told him that was the healing anointing still removing and healing him. When the warmth was gone, the process would be finished. What are the points to learn from this testimony? The first one: believe God for the impossible and move in faith of God's word in the name of Jesus. Point two, the anointing, the power of God, has the ability to dissolve and destroy cancer cells in the body of a person without destroying any other normal cells, sometimes instantly, but normally over a period of time. Point three, it is important that the person receiving the prayer have no unforgiveness in their heart so that there are no blocks for them to receive their healing. The next part coming will be part five of Real Life Examples of Healing Ministry, and we're dealing with topic six, an elderly woman hit by a car. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.